Module 3, Benefits for Corporate Behavior. There are many alternate names for corporate behavior, company culture, organizational behavior, but all basically mean the same: the collective actions and values of a company. Corporate behavior has many benefits, and those benefits are contingent upon what your company values are. Some benefits could be reduced cost for supplies, employee engagement and motivation, or reduced absenteeism. Let's explore some of the areas you can use to define your company's values. Employee safety. Employee safety is a huge issue in businesses and always has been. Thanks to business making safety a priority and organizations like OSHA, the number of on-the-job accidents and deaths has been reduced significantly. According to OSHA, in 1972, there were 10.9 employee injuries or illnesses per 100 employees. The number decreased so much that in 2011, there were 3.1 employee injuries or illnesses per 100 employees. That is over 7% difference. Even with that uplifting statistic, OSHA still states that there is an average of 12 employee fatalities a day. What kind of safety values should you consider? Fall prevention. Keeping areas clutter-free and taking care of spills quickly to reduce the amount of falls. Chemical safety. Proper use of chemicals used in the company. This can range from acids used in machinery to office cleaning solutions. Electrical injuries. Taking away electronics with frayed wires, using appropriate procedures when wiring electronics, and keeping properly maintained equipment. Illness prevention. Having employees not at work when they have a possibly contagious illness, using disinfectants, and offering flu shots. Workplace violence prevention. Having a zero-tolerance policy on violence and harassment. These are just a few values to consider when developing your corporate behavior. You can cater the values to the needs of your company. Conservation of materials. It costs a lot of money to run a company. A huge expenditure is supplies and materials for employee use. Supplies are a necessary expense, but a lot of supplies are wasted, broken, or stolen by employees. Having a corporate behavior that values conserving those supplies could save the company thousands of dollars. This doesn't mean that you should make it hard for employees to obtain the materials they need to perform their job functions. It does mean that you should be monitoring usage and deciding if the usage is excessive or not for that particular department. According to HR.com, on average, each employee wastes over 1,400 sheets of paper per year. That adds up to $84 per employee. How many employees do you have in your company? Engagement. Engagement is a state in which an employee is content, committed, and involved in their job. To have an engaged employee, they must meet three criteria: emotional attachment, understanding, and motivation. Emotional attachment refers to having an emotional connection to one's company, position, and the work he or she does. Understanding refers to understanding the company's goals and values and how they contribute to achieving those goals. The last criteria, motivation, relates to employees willing to invest effort in bettering their performance. According to a study by the Hay Group, a company can make 2.5 times more revenue with engaged employees. Also, the Corporate Leadership Council found that 87% of engaged employees are less likely to leave their position. An engaged employee works harder and cares about the company they work for. They waste fewer materials and generally have better customer service. Those same employees are usually motivated to develop new skills and further their careers in the company. Improved employee performance. A happy worker makes a happy company. Having a corporate behavior that promotes safety, recognition, and engagement, to name a few, creates happy employees. When an employee is content in their position, their productivity rises. Here are some ways your employee's performance can improve: better customer service, rise in productivity, more positive work atmosphere, fewer wasted resources and supplies, less absenteeism, better teamwork, better communication with coworkers. Case study. Deborah has been working as a custodian for the past 2 years. She started out somewhat excited about her job. She has always liked cleaning and organizing things. In the past year, she has really hated going into work. She is absent from work at least once a month, if not more. When she does come in, she does the bare minimum and usually has a poor attitude. She feels stressed out and a little hopeless when she is there. Deborah notices the change in herself but doesn't understand what has caused the change in her demeanor. She also notices that a lot of her coworkers have the same demeanor, and since she has started, she has seen a lot of employees turn over. Many of the employees feel like their company doesn't care about them. There's a lot of demand for large amounts of work being done very quickly and little appreciation for those who go above and beyond the standard. She feels like she needs to find some other job soon.